Friends who stand tall. Being a missionary. Every member can be a missionary. My stake president in California gave us a challenge to share the gospel. When I had to give a school report on a state in the United States, I knew this was my chance. Hi, I'm Jesse. The challenge. My teacher asked us to pick a U.S. state and build a diorama or a miniature scene. I told my teacher I wanted Utah. I've been to Utah many times on family vacations. I wanted to learn more about the Beehive State, and I thought it might help me with missionary work. Fun facts. I learned that the golden spike that linked the first transcontinental railroad was placed in Utah. I put a picture of the Salt Lake Temple in my project. I also wrote facts about President David O. McKay, because he is my grandpa's favorite prophet. The Beehive. I wanted to show my class our Savior's beautiful creations in my diorama. I covered a box in bees and designed it like a beehive. Beehives remind us to work as hard as bees to spread the gospel. The buzz about being a missionary. I took my school project to the open house. Everyone loved my bee box. My teacher gave me an A+. I hope people will see what a great place Utah is. Maybe they will ask questions about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I can't wait until I'm old enough to go on a mission and share the gospel even more.
Jesse's tips for standing tall.
Listen to the Spirit's promptings. Don't use bad language or use the Lord's name in vain. If something bad is going on, walk away or find other activities to do that make you feel better. Look for opportunities to help others.
Standing tall. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your footprints and send us your story and photo along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39. End of the article, Being a Missionary, read by Tess and Asher Hawkins.